If you turn in your Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, I'm going to read a few scriptures, translations for that. But I'm going to talk to you in this time of the year, the most happiest time of the year. For some people, it's the most stressful time of the year. There's a lot of worries, a lot of cares. People are believing for something. They're believing they're going to get something. Santa's coming. You know that Santa's on his way. He's bringing lots of toys, they said. But so how to deal, I'm going to show you in two easy steps. Would I've got a lot of little extra little point steps underneath. How to deal with cares. How to deal with every care. You just say it this way. How to deal with every care. How to deal with every worry, every anxiety, and every fear. Covers it all, doesn't it? So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, I'm going to read the Amplified Version. I don't know if I gave you guys my notes. I did? Okay. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Those of you watching online, we welcome you here to Faith City Church. This is a fine church. We pray that you come home. I know some of you are staying home because you've shopped too much. Are you too lazy, or some of you just don't have a reason, real reason? You know, if you're sick, whatever, just, you know, I pray if I get that, you just go ahead and drag me here. Praise God. Amen. So this is where the Lord's moving. He's everywhere, but there's somewhere that he manifests himself. Not at Tim Hortons. He doesn't manifest too many times there. So, did you find 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7?
Amen.
It says, Amplified says, casting all your cares, and then in parenthesis it says, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns. 25 times. It says once and for all. What don't you realize that you don't understand about that? It says one time. It says one time. And then, you know, here's what people do. They go and tell someone, and pray with me, pray with me. Can you agree with me? Agree with me. Well, you agree with them, pray with them. And then they go to the next guy. And then they phone the hotlines, Christian hotlines. And then they go to another prayer meeting, another gathering, another special meeting, and they ask those seemingly strong evangelists or preachers to pray for them too about it. And they go on and on and keep praying about the same thing. So when did you actually release your worry? When? Okay, so if the Bible tells us to do it one time, I mean, there's fresh concerns coming every day, so keep doing it. But for that one concern, there's something else you do after you release that one specific concern. There's something you do after that. But then there's that fight. Praise God. You know all about them. Yeah. So anyway, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. Not on the prayer group, not on your pastor, not on the leadership, not on other Christians, on him. That's God. Why? Because he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you carefully. So I want to put this over to you today. The Word of God says that we can, or we don't have to have any kind of worry, that we can live a worry-free life, an anxiety-free life, no matter what's going on, no matter what the problem is. So, that's a good discussion, isn't it? Amen. That'd be a very good discussion. And so, what if someone told you that from this day forward, you will never have to worry again? Woo! Well, that would actually be true, but it'd be challenged, but I mean, that's what we're doing, right? if someone told you you don't have to worry a single thing anymore about one single thing for the rest of your life, and you'd be really happy.
Amen. Come on.
You know, you'd say, oh, yeah, sure. But you'd be so happy. And so you'd react. How would you react? Right? Yeah. You would actually just be so happy. You wouldn't groan, oh, man, I wanted some worries. No, you'd be just so elated. You'd be so happy. You'd be jumping up and down. And so this is possible. It's possible to live worry-free, anxiety-free. It's possible to not have anxiety attacks anymore. Right. I know because I don't have them anymore. Right. I used to have lots of them. And I'm going to talk about worry and what it looks like in a moment. But some of you might recognize it. Could have been you last night. So why are so many believers stressed out and worried, full of cares? Because God said you can cast them on Him.
Right.
So if the Word of God is true, and it is true, we have to act like the Bible is true and act the Word of God is true. But a lot of people are not acting like it's true.
Right.
They're acting the opposite. They're acting like how they feel and what they think. And if you truly believe it, you'd have actually, it would show up on your face.
Right?
The tension would go. The fear would go. So let's talk about for a second here. It says casting all your cares, all your anxieties. So what are anxieties? So, well, cares and anxieties and worries and fears all come from the same package. It's wrapped up, you know, the devil wraps up a good special package for you. And it comes, you know, these things come in different packages. These cares, anxieties, worries, burdens, fears. They're all specially packaged. They're coming out every day. Devil makes sure to knock on your door and, hello? Is Charlotte there?
Yes, I'm here.
And so we got a package for a care package for you. Oh, lovely. I'll take two of them. And so she takes actually three because she loves it so much. This is not really you. I'm just teasing you. But you know, this lady here is a good prayer warrior. So she prays for me. I behave myself. So anxiety is an emotion. Really, it's really like a reaction, emotional reaction to worries and fears that is characterized by unpleasant state of inner turmoil. And it's often accompanied by nervous tension and behaviors such as pacing back and forth and other nervous twitches and behaviors, whatever people do. A person suffering from anxiety experiences feelings of dread. And I put in parentheses here, dread is a smaller kind of worry, but it's there. Like so people, they did dread Monday morning. You know, I got to go to work. But you know, like they say, if you find a job, work that you love, you just wait to get out there. Find a job you like to do. You never work a day in your life, they say. So dread is a kind of fear. It's an anticipation of negative future events, which can be real or imagined. If you just imagine things that might happen, that might be terrible, it still affects you. It doesn't have to be real. The boogeyman doesn't have to be actually real. If you just think about him, it'll still affect your body and the way you believe and the way you are, the way you're living. A person suffering from anxiety suffers a mixture of emotions, uneasiness and worry. It's all linked to fear and loss. I might not get this. I might not have that. I'm afraid, I'm not going to make ends meet. I'm afraid, whatever it is. And you're just making it all up in your mind. Like I said, it could be real or imagined. Anxiety is often accompanied by restlessness. You ever been restless? Could have been by, it could have been that. Muscle tension. Check on your body right now if you got any muscle tension. And inability to concentrate. When I studied, I was teaching college a number of years. I used to teach these things, sometimes more scientific on this area, telling people how to relax. Relax, chum. And so we try to teach this on relaxation, exercises, and different things. I remember one day we had a coffee break. It was about 10:30. I said, I'll go down to the cafeteria. And we were walking down the towards the cafeteria. Some of you know the college and around the concourse. And we looked down there. And there was a group of people down there, a bunch of people. And there was a life coach. And that person was making everybody... go ahead and start laughing, she said. And so everybody was around in the circles, and they started laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Everybody's doing that. He said, this is an exercise. It releases tension. It's not Christian. They said, something about doing that, something about smiling, they say scientifically it releases endorphins. Let's go ahead and give a good smile. Everybody smile. And it does something. And that's it works. So anxiety, if you're suffering anxiety, it's hard to think about anything else but that area. About that, you could be having worries, somebody could be talking to you in the office, and you're just out there somewhere else, but you're going... somebody says, the light's on, but nobody's home. So, sleeplessness, fatigue, those are just different things your body goes through when you're having this kind of stuff. And, we're free from that stuff. So, it involves... this anxiety and care involves a threat of unpleasant future events, which a person would have no control over. We can't control everybody, what they think. We can't control their opinion about us. So that's why a lot of people on Facebook, I'm taking a break. I'm taking down my was ever involved in Facebook. So they just get off Facebook and they go away. And I'm back again. Just stay off. But people have that because they're, they get all upset. So, we don't have control over what people say. People can say things on my thing, and I just say, let them say it. It's free. But I'll usually take them off, take the comment off if it's gross or something. So we have no control over that. Worry is a heavy concern. And people walk around like you're carrying backpacks all the time, spiritually speaking. Concerned about tomorrow. So the Bible says, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, Amplified says, casting your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him, for He cares about you. He cares about what's going on in your life. Every single one of them. I talked to the Lord, says, here's what I'm concerned about. I explained to Him like I'm talking to somebody else. I said, here's the detail that I'm concerned about. I tell Him. And he watches over you. God is watching over you right now. In fact, He's looking at you right this second. Some of you, He's watching you at home. Right? You better not cry. Santa Claus is coming to town. You're going to edit that, right? Our text says, cast every care, all your anxieties on Him. And if he has them, He'll take care of them. But if you're still fretting, griping, complaining, speaking negatively, and thinking wrong about them, then you still have them. Come It means you didn't actually put it on God. If you're carrying it, if you're still griping, complaining all the time about Him and worried about it, you're just kind of nervous, you got nervous tick about it, and you can't sleep, and you're sweating. Why are you sweating, Nathan? Oh, it's hot in here. It's not hot in here. You're beginning to pass out. So if you're fretting and griping, complaining, you got Him. He doesn't. And He can't do nothing about it if you got Him. Because He's not going to fight it to take it off you. He's not going to just rip it out of your arms. If you decide to think about it, and if you allow the devil to put that there, then you still have Him. And this is called the fight of faith. And you got to fight back. And you got to talk to it. Amen. You got to talk to the worry. He said, I'm not afraid of this worry. Come on, try me out right now. You know, so you don't have to worry about it. The Bible says you can do this one time only about a problem, and you'll have to deal with each one of them. But your flesh, your flesh is your natural man. It's not born again. Your body is not born again. You know, and I found this out, but slowly and very painfully. I would say, God, you take the cigarettes away from me. I still had them. And the Lord says, you love them. I said, no, I don't. Yes, you do. No, you don't. And I still had it. Kept smoking. I loved it. My body loved smoking. In fact, it still loves it today. If I walk by, like I said this many times, and some of you, you know, you holy ones that don't have a problem like me, I walk by a bunch of people that are smoking cigarettes, and but I know better. My spirit is strong enough. I said, no, hey, listen. Slaps my flesh around. You don't smoke. Like some of you can't drive by a baking shop and you run right in there. You tease me about my smoking habit, but you run in and eat some of those things and say, well, praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me. So you'll have to deal with your flesh and your unrenewed mind. And there's something unrenewed mind you deal with every day. The Bible says we deal with our unrenewed mind. That's our mind that's not fully developed into thinking like God-like. So your body, your mind will, you know, if you don't discipline your mind first thing in the morning, it'll just do what it wants to do. And so I don't know how people live without God, because some of you would be killing people. And maybe you've done that a few times in your mind. But your mind is like your hair. And you get up in the morning, you have to comb your hair. At least some of us do. Still. I'm trying to look around here, over here. Well, you know what? We're getting older. Right? So some of the young guys say, well, I still have my hair. Well, just wait a minute, 40 years' time. Some people have to wait 30 years. I know some people 28 years. But anyways, let's not talk about that. That's negative. Forgive me. That's the flesh coming out. Anyways. So you have to deal with your mind. When it comes to worry, you got to deal with it, man. You just want to carry all the worries and just take it on yourself. Right? So our human nature, or our natural self, will want to take control over every situation of care, and be tempted to want to be anxious about things and have these worries. And these things, our human nature, limit us to our skills of handling worries. It limits us to our knowledge of handling worries, our own personal knowledge, our human knowledge, our own power. Our human nature will do that, and we want to control everything. But God says, I'll take care of them. And it's hard for you that owns these things to give it up to God. And we want to handle them. We think we can do better than God. Because we don't think he actually can actually do it. And that he actually, we don't really believe that he actually knows everything. And that he actually knows every detail about our lives. We don't have that knowledge sometimes. We don't think about it that way. Right? And so we keep them in our bed at night. Because we prayed our bedtime prayer, but we were in our bed peeking out. You know? And we keep them till the morning time. We get up again and they're there. We're waiting for you. Hello? I'm here. So you'll have to walk by faith in this area and not by sight. You can't walk by how you feel about those situations and act accordingly, according to that. You don't have to act like how you think about it. You're going to have to change your mind and talk to yourself about it, that God's taking them cares. So what matters is in this situation is that God said that he'll take them. And that you have to do this by faith. Psalm 55:22, the New Living Translation says, give all your burdens, give all your burdens. So it's something like casting. Give all your burdens to the Lord. Who's the Lord? God, Jesus. And he will take care of you. So when you take that care, you say, God, I have this problem right over here. I'm just really have a hard time with this, Lord. I take this care. He said, I will take care. Jesus said, God says, Holy Ghost, Father, he says, I'll take care of this for you. You know, sometimes with human people, with people that love us, we say, hey, honey, don't forget, you know, forget it. I'll take care of it. And then they forget about it. Eh? And he said, I thought you took care of that. And, oh, I'm sorry. What happened? There's a mess over here. The dog came in and did all this stuff and whatever. There's poo everywhere. Man, I used to get up in the morning and the bulldogs, the Frenchies, they sometimes poop everywhere. They said, get a Frenchie, you'll have a good life. Anyways, I love those guys. Anyway, he will not permit the godly to slip or fall. So, you know, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Good News Bible says, to have faith is to be sure of things we hope for. To be certain of the things we cannot see. Like, we can't see God doing something, working these things over, doing this or that. We can't see that, but we do see it by faith. We see it according to the Bible. That's why the Bible is called the eyes of faith. Because we can see in the spirit, the realm of the spirit, through the word of God, we can see through the lens of God's written word. You know, think about this for a second. Worry is a sin. Now, we wouldn't think of it like that. We say, oh, man, listen, I'm a world champion worrier. I'll worry you under the table. Eh? My worries are so huge. You don't have my kind of worries. So worry is actually a sin. And if God told you not to worry, it's disobedience. If God says don't worry, then don't worry. And if you worry, it's not good for you. And worry opens the door for further devils to come. They open the door. Fear opens the door. So worry is a sin. According to our text, worry says, don't do it. And if he says, don't do it, then that would be disobedience. If we do worry, that God forbids, certainly it's a sin. Our text says not to worry. So James chapter 4, verse 17, I'm reading the Good News Bible. It says, then those who do the good, they know they should do are guilty of sin. So if you don't do something that you're supposed to do, then it's sin to you. If he says, you know, go ahead and cast the care on me, and, you know, you don't do it, first of all, because maybe perhaps you don't know, first of all. But if you are given scriptures and the Bible says do it, then you need to start learning more about it if you haven't learned to do it yet, to do it right. So you don't hurt your body, you don't hurt your mind, you don't hurt things about your well-being. So many believers are sinning and living a life of disobedience regarding this area and the subject of worry, carrying burdens, and having anxieties and fears. We can have various kinds of worries, various kinds of cares and fears and concerns. But what does the Word of God say about it? Cast them all. All of every one that you have, God says, cast it on me. So we must cast every single care upon God, no matter what it is, just like our text of Scripture says. Give your burdens to God. Give it to Him. Paul describes a violating of our conscience when we know to do something and we don't do it. Or to not do something and then when we do it. So if we violate our conscience by saying, okay, you know, I know God says that, but, you know, I'm just going to pace up here for a little bit and worry for a bit. So the latter section of Romans chapter 14, verse 23, the latter section of Romans 14, 23, he's talking about another thing, but this applies as a principle. If you do something you believe is not right, you are sinning. New Living Translation says. So if you're worrying, then you know you're not supposed to worry. So do you want to learn how to not to worry? Huh? So I'm telling you this right now, because that, you know, let me tell you, once you take this course, once you take my course, you'll never have to worry again. No, listen, this is a good start. You might have to hear this over and over and over again. I learned this from very reputable, good men of God that are really old in the things, you know, living in the life of Christ. They said, if you listen to a whole series of messages, and one message, really touches you mostly, just listen to that one over and over. I go to the gym sometime. I'll go to my gym, and I'll listen to maybe two or three of them. Some there 45 minutes. Sometime I'm there for 2 hours. I mean, I just take my time. Most of the time you spend an hour. But if you go to the gym, I listen to a message over and over, one message that I love. I want to get into my heart. And I'll talk to myself, and people in the gym says, what did you say? I said, never mind. I was talking to the devil. I'm not talking to you. So if you know you're not supposed to, then why do you do it? 1 Peter 5, 7, let's go there again. Casting all your cares. Casting all your cares. How many people know, If you're not casting your care, you're not being effective in your work. You're not giving 100% what you're doing in your work. You're not giving 100% to your children, your wife, your husband, whatever. You're not giving 100%. You're giving that your attention. Yeah. Somebody said, you know, in terms of, you know, they said about worry or, you know, worry about finances. Some people may be sitting in here tonight, they're worried about finances. You know, Roma, that's normal. Yeah, normal for you, because you didn't know anything. But after that, you don't have to worry about money. And if you're worried about money, stop spending it. I found that if I stop spending money, I don't worry about things. Right? I was, you know, the other day I was with my daughter. We went to, he said, take me to Starbucks. I never go to Starbucks because their coffee is like $6-$7. Their chai tea is like $7-something. So you ever tried that chai tea? Okay, I'll try it once. I couldn't drink it. But there was a man standing beside, before you get your coffee, there's that, you talk to that box. And there's a space between you, and then there's a guy standing there with a sign. And I know, he says, homeless. I'm not against homeless. And for people, some people legitimately, you know, they're stuck. So I went over to, I said, come on here. I was feeling so generous, like Santa Claus. But I said, here's $20. Now they said, don't give anybody money. But it's my money. So I wanted to show them. I told my daughter, let's show them the love of God. Let's go ahead and bless them. So, you know, he might not recognize anything that day, but he knew that God loved them somehow that day. I didn't say, listen, I want to preach to you a message. I'm a preacher. You know, maybe that's going to open the door for him. I do that every once in a while. And so, you know, it's good to do that once in a while, but you don't do it all the time. You know, the Lord, check your heart, right? So just don't go looking around town and says, I'm going to look for every bum there is and give my money out. You'll be walking the street yourself in a very short time. And he says, next thing the Lord will say to you, maybe the devil will say, no, don't give him your money, give him your car. Ken, give him your car. No, okay, so talking about sitting in church, and you're sitting in church, and I went through this before, and the pastor said, we're going to take an offering. Oh, man, I was saving this money. And then one guy says, you know, in the offering, he says, you know, the devil's trying to get me to give my money away. Anyway, that's another story. So anyway, during the service, when it's offering time, people have, they say they're so broke. They're so financially in debt and so broke that they cannot pay attention. Do you get it? You don't get it, eh? Okay, we'll come back to you after. So anyway, let's go back to our scriptures. That was a break. Cast all your cares. The Bible encourages us to cast all our cares on the Lord. That means all, every one of them, no matter what it may be. So he makes no qualifications as to what sort of care it is. It covers all natural cares, spiritual cares that exist among us right now. Everything. If you're worried about someone's life, you cast that on the Lord. It's a spiritual need. Secondly, he says we cast our worries one time. So if you have one care, say, God, I'm going to cast this on you. You put it on God. And the devil might come by and tell you, listen, you better get worried about that. And you should be worried about it. And the old behavior, your natural self, this is where the fight is. This is called the fight of faith. The fight of faith is not you fighting the devil. The fight of faith is your spirit and you, your flesh, and your mind fighting each other. That's the fight. Okay? So, but Jesus beat the devil for us so that we don't have to worry about him. He's already defeated. Amen. So you have to fight with your body and your mind and your emotions. You got to take control of how you feel. And that's not an easy thing to do. It takes some discipline. It takes some work not to do this. So you're going to have another method of handling it by talking to yourself. Are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do it one time. Now, if it comes back to you, somebody says, like, worries are like rubber balls. As a kid, you play with a ball, hit the wall, whoosh, you cast it there, and it comes back to you. I think the Lord is talking. You throw that in the ball, it comes back to you. You put a wall, it comes back to you. So it keeps coming back, but keeps throwing it back, throwing it away. Or throw it in another direction. So all, cast all your cares one time. Say, I cast my care one time. Now listen, if it does come back to you, you do this. Say, Lord, I want to thank you. You have it, I don't. Amen. And if the devil happens to be there, says, God's got him. Amen. Devil, listen, God's got him. Amen. And if it keeps coming back on you, this is how you handle it. You talk to yourself. This is called meditation. Meditation is when you talk to yourself about the Word of God. That's the Christian meditation. The Christian meditation is when you're having a trouble or whatever thing you're doing, you get a scripture and you use that and you talk to yourself about it. Regarding that problem, you talk to yourself. That's called Christian meditation.
Amen.
And you say, you know what? I cast all my cares on the Lord. Lord, you have them. I thank you, you have them. And so I want to thank you, and I want to take this time to praise you right now. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of them. You always care for me. And you're always concerned about me. Thank you, Lord, that you care about me. Yeah. And you go your way. That's what you do.
Right.
Don't just say, if a worry comes back on you, say, I better call Bob. Well, who's Bob? Bob's an intercessor, a very strong intercessor. Intercessor. Okay? I got to get my mouth, whatever. I want to talk Ojibwe sometime. I do have an Ojibwe, like my accent sometimes comes, I think that way. But when I first, when I first came from, I lived in my community for all my life as a young boy. I came to the city, and I had city cousins. They're all city cousins. And I'm the res kid, the new res kid in town, the new kid in town. You've heard the song, the new kid in town. And they were all amused at me that I could be so res. And I would say things, and the way I my intonations and stuff, they'd go. And I didn't know what they were laughing, because they were laughing at my accents. So one time, I met a blind guy. He says to me, "Oh, Roma, you're Ojibwe, aren't you?" I said, "How did you know? You can't see me. You shouldn't recognize your accent." See, he knows. So. You can recognize this. Some people say they do. So you can't be in faith and worry at the same time. It's not possible. It's not possible to be in faith and to worry at the same time. And God tells you to walk by faith every day. It's impossible to be in faith and to worry and have anxieties and to have anxiety attacks. And to pace around and just to have your blood pressure going up and sweaty palms and, oh my Lord, what are we gonna do? Where's Bob? You gotta learn how to handle that without Bob. So let's go here again. Paul's message to the Philippians, again. I'm reading the God's Word translation. Never worry about anything. This is God's Word translation. Never worry about anything. You know, if you read a different translation, it just hits you when they say it another way. But it's the same thing. So never worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know your needs and prayers and requests while you're giving thanks to Him. So while you're releasing your prayer, of casting your care on the Lord, then you're thanking Him at the same time. So that's faith. You say, Lord, I want to give this to you right now. Sometimes my very first prayer in the morning would be, Lord, I'm casting all my cares on you this morning while I'm making my coffee. I get a big coffee. Okay. I'm making my coffee, and I said, Lord, I want to just cast every care on you right now. And also, I'm going to just dedicate my life to you again. I just dedicate my whole life, my whole spirit, my body to you. And Lord, whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to think about, whatever you want me to do today, I just cast my care on you. So I pray the prayer of consecration, dedication, and submission to God every day. And I also pray the prayer of casting my care on the Lord every day. I don't have time to think about all the cares. I got something to do. So you can't really walk by faith with God and do jobs effectively in the things of God if you're carrying worries and you're always upset. It's hard to be that. So you have to do this by faith. That is never to worry. And trust God. Notice the scripture here. The other day I was thinking about something and ready to fret pretty good. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I meditated on that for like a week or so. I started thinking about it, and I talked to myself about it. I said, what does it mean to trust the Lord? Well, I don't see Jesus here beside me, and I don't know how to, you know, to cast it on him. Like I was talking to him like that. I said, Lord, Holy Spirit, tell me, what does it mean to trust the Lord again? Tell me, show me. Well, to trust means to rely on someone, right? To rely, trust, it means to lean on someone. Trust means to have faith in somebody. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. The Lord is the Word of God. So my reliance is on the Word, what the Word says, what God says about it. I have to trust that Word is true. Amen. The Lord and the Word are the same thing. God and His Word is one. He is His Word. Jesus is the Word. So I trust in the Lord, trust in the Word of God. I'm putting my reliance on the Word. With all my heart, I ask the Lord, what is my heart? He said, it sure ain't your feelings. My heart has to do with nothing but my spirit. It has nothing to do with what I think about it. My heart has nothing to do with sense, knowledge, evidence. My heart has nothing to do with what I think and feel about things. Right. I don't ask myself, okay, I'm trusting the Lord, but I know how He's going to do it. No, we said, God, I'm giving to you. You know how to handle this better than I do. You love him or her or them that I care about more than I do. And I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're doing it. Amen. Why? Because you said you would. Amen. And sometimes we care about people so much that, you know, when we're growing up, we're told, you know, you don't care about me. You never worry about me. And so that kind of behavior we're taught to, if we really love somebody, we would worry about them. We would pace and just have, you know, many heart attacks and... Oh, you remember Fred Stanford? He'd take a heart attack. Honey, I'm coming. And he finally did. Actually, he had a heart attack. They said he had a heart attack, and they thought he was just joking. I don't know if that's true or not, but he died. That's only Fred. He's just joking. So you can't cry wolf forever. Say this. Say, I don't have a care in the world. Say this with a positive idea. Say, I don't give a care. See, this is what we have to understand, that we don't have a care in the world. I always tell myself, I don't care. I don't have any worries. I walk into my office, and I see different things I got to worry about. Different things with ministry and things. I say, I don't worry about anything. I don't have a care in the world. And when it comes to finances, I don't have a care in the world. And so I pray every day. This is what I pray. Lord, I want to thank you for I cast all my care concerning finances to the church. Everything we need to do, I thank you that we have money for it. That money is coming in every day. Money is coming in from the north, south, east, west. People are giving. People love to give money to this ministry. Thank you, Lord. We got over an abundance of money. Guess what happens? Now, I didn't always believe that, but money starts to come. You know, so you can, you know, I mean, you have to believe that. I say that myself. I look at my money. I take out my phone here, and I go to my app, and I look at all my accounts. got only one account. Let's get it. I got different colors. I got different. So I speak to it. I said, you're multiplying right now. Yeah. RSPs, savings. You're multiplying in the name of Jesus.
Right, come on.
Yeah. Different. I got different accounts. So I speak to them. I said, money is growing in there. Thank God, my investments are growing. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Now you got to do that when you don't have a cent. I learned that. I learned that from somebody I admire very much. And he said, I did it when I didn't have two dimes in my pocket. I speak to my bank account. And you might not believe it, but I don't owe anybody anything.
Right.
I don't owe. Do I owe you any money? Did I owe you any money? He says, oh, yeah, you do. But you gave them to me. No? You see, you know, I mean, I was world champion in this area. I owed lots of money. In fact, I came to the church, you know, with my tail between my legs, so to speak, with, the creditors are coming. I owed everybody, including the bootleggers and the dealers and everybody there. I'm afraid they're going to find me. And I was afraid that I made a deal later tonight, and I'm walking down Cumberland Street and Archer Street and figured somebody, what did I do last night? Maybe I owed somebody. Hey, Roma, who's that? And I don't have those anymore. They're gone. I get up every morning fresh. Oh, thank God. I slept in my own bed last night. Woke up with myself. Hello, self. I look at my mother-in-law. I went to see her the other day. We had a great time. She's a wonderful lady of prayer. I said, Momo, we don't call her by her name, we call her Momo, even me. I said, Momo, how do you feel? You're 80, going 86 years old. How do you feel? Do you feel old? She said, I don't never feel old. Never feel old. I feel just as young. You know, so, you know, you have to tell yourself all the time, no matter if you say it enough time about what God cares, that he cares about you, tell yourself that God cares for me all the time. You feel good. Wigglesworth says, I don't ask myself how I feel. I tell myself how I feel. Now, that's hard to do a lot of times. Really hard to do. Yeah, but it happens. So, anyway, Jesus said, come to me. Matthew 28, all you are heavy, come to me, all you are weary and heavy. That's all you people overweight. All your burdens. I had to add that in there because I was looking at somebody. Anyway, I'll give you rest. I could joke another thing here too. I'm going to keep it for later. About giving rest. Give it a rest, Roman. Anyway. So God wants you to cast all your care. You're not built to carry these things. Because it'll affect you, affect your body, affect your mind, how you feel and everything. So we're going to end right here. I'm just going to give you an illustration. You know, Peter, the Bible said he cast his net. The Bible says that, you know, over there, and the Gospels wrote this. Now, Peter didn't write that, but they were watching him. According to the word, they said that Peter cast his net. Jesus told, cast your net over. And he was in a strait. He didn't have it. He's a businessman. So he didn't catch. They worked all night, didn't catch anything. But the Lord says to him, cast your net over. He said, man, we cleaned our nets already. We're tired, Jesus. But nevertheless, at your word, I'll just go ahead and cast it. They cast that over. And he threw that over. So the word cast means to throw. Throw it away from you. Get it out of you. Get it away. Get it away as far as you can from you. So they cast the care. Many of us have different kind of care, so you got to cast your care. If it's family matters, if it's your physical body, is financial needs, whatever it is, you cast it over to the Lord, and He cares for you. He will take care of every single one of them. You will not have any anxiety. Tell yourself that all the time. I'm not having any anxiety attacks. I'm not going to be burdened. I'm not going to be heavy. God knows He's taking care of all my needs, all my worries, all my cares. I'm going to tell you something. This works. It really works. It's going to take some time. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. But you keep doing it. You keep throwing your casting your cares. And if you get a chance again to start worrying and you recognize all these things I told you, just stop it. Start talking to yourself. Let's go ahead and stand up. Thank you, Lord. Those of you watching online, we thank you for watching online. And I'm praying that you will cast your care on the Lord like we're doing here. Thank you, Lord. Give me a key of G. Give me E flat. No, it's good. I want to sing a sad song. Did you learn something? Did the word bless you on the inside? You say, man, oh, man, I just, you know, I'll never have a care again. Sometimes he walks in a car. You know, when you're in church with everybody else, eh, you think you're tough, eh? Where's the devil? And you're all praised up and everything. And there's an atmosphere of praise here. There's an atmosphere of faith here, you know? And then it's just, yeah, man, we'll crush devils. We'll step on them and do this and that. I'm not afraid of sickness, the disease. I don't have any worries, any financial worries. And Brother Hagin said that one kid says, Dad, I need shoes. Who do you think I am? But you know, God can take care of them. Amen? Close your eyes for a moment. Think about this, that God loves you. He loves you so dearly. He sees all your life. It's incredible to think, to know that God knows every detail about your life. He knows the very hair that falls from your head, the Bible says. He knows every care that you have. I want you to talk to God tonight. I want you to talk to Him and say, Lord, I have this concern. I have that. I have a house concern. I have a financial concern. I have a concern about this and that. No matter what it is, it might seem crazy, but you tell God. Lord, I'm concerned about those woodpeckers coming again. I mean, I talk to God about a lot of things. Woodpeckers? Yeah, woodpeckers. They cost me $10,000 a few months ago. You better be concerned about those woodpeckers. No, God's going to take care of them. Thank you, Father. Just think about it one more time. Just think, Lord, you care about everything about my life. I wouldn't be here right now if you didn't care. I wouldn't be alive right now. I'm healthy because of you. I have money. Ground yourself. Say, I'm here right now. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm in this place of safety. There's a people here that are believing with me. And God loves me to bring me to this church to talk about these things and to release my care and to learn about how to walk with God and how to serve Him, how to love Him, and how to have every need met. I get to know my Heavenly Father here in this church, and we get to be with other people that do the same thing. Thank you, Lord, for this church, for my brothers, my sisters. Thank you for this place that we come to call Faith City Church. We thank you for the family of God in this church. We thank you that we have all our needs met in this church. Whatever we're going to do together, we're going to do it together. We're going to have it done. It's going to be made, and this Christmas service that we're having is going to be a great service. Great time, happy time, all our needs are met. Say this with me. Say, thank God, I don't have a care in the world. I cast all my cares, all my anxieties, all my burdens, all my heaviness on Him. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. If they come back to me, which I believe sometimes they can do that, but not this time. They're not coming back to me. They used to, but not anymore. God's got it. And I'm not going to worry about it. And if it tries to come back, I'll tell it that God has it. I'll tell myself and talk to my emotions to be in control. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, praise God.